This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Immigrant rights advocates held a Day of the Dead remembrance outside the ICE detention center in Aurora last night. They want more information about what led to the death of a Nicaraguan immigrant in custody last month. Denver resident Alondra Hill Gonzalez says the case is top of mind for Colorado's immigrant community.
The North and Sur.
And it's just not fair that people are having to be in such horrible conditions and be afraid of dying one day just because they want to experience this American dream.
The company that owns the detention center, GEO, says they're cooperating with an ongoing federal investigation into the death of Melvin Ariel Carrero Mendoza. An official cause of death has not been released. Less than a week from Election Day, voters have returned more than 750,000 ballots. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports the largest group is unaffiliated voters.
At 46%, unaffiliated voters represent nearly half of active voters in Colorado. And at the moment, they represent a little more than a third of submitted ballots, just slightly outpacing their 2018 midterm numbers. Meanwhile, registered Democrats and Republicans are lagging slightly behind 2018 turnout. By Wednesday, more than 886,000 ballots had been returned. But there's still a long way to go. More than 2.5 million Coloradans voted in the last midterm. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The White House is sending more than $64 million to Colorado. It's part of a national push to lower energy costs across the country ahead of winter. The Biden administration announced the $13 billion energy plan Wednesday. Tickets for the National Western Stock Show are on sale. The 117th edition of the show will run for most of January. In 2021, the stock show was on hiatus because of the pandemic. This past January, it was back with more than 500,000 attendees at the showgrounds in Denver. The metro area has rain and snow this afternoon and much colder temperatures today, a high of 45 and then clearing tomorrow and a little bit warmer for Denver on Friday. This is CPR News.